Today I'd like to talk to you about Stanislaw Franisek Musial, Stanley Frank Musial, born November 21st, 1920 in Denora, Pennsylvania, died January 19th, 2013 at the age of 92 in Ladue, Missouri. He's a left-handed batter, left-handed thrower. His major league debut, September 17th, 1941, for the St. Louis Cardinals. And last major league appearance, September 29th, 1963, for the St. Louis Cardinals. Lifetime average, 331, 3,630 hits. Remember that number, 3,630, we'll come back to that. 475 home runs, 1,951 runs batted in. Played for the Cardinals from 41 to 44, spent some time in the war, 46 through 1963. 24 times an All-Star. Three-time World Series champion, 1942, 1944, 1946. Three-time National League MVP. Seven-time National League batting champion. Two-time National League RBI leader. St. Louis Cardinals number 6 is retired. St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. And Major League Baseball All-Century Team. He is also a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, inducted in 1969 with 93.2% of the first ballot. What an amazing player. And having had opportunity to spend many years now in St. Louis going to Busch Stadium, we see his statue as you go into the park. And to look at that batting stance, you're floored by the fact that he was able to hit like he did, but he was. The thing that stands out for me, first of all, is his character. An amazing amount of character that this man had that could be counted on. His 6,134 total bases remained a major league record until surpassed by Hank Aaron, and his hit total ranks 4th all time. It's the highest of any player who spent his career with only one team. He's a 7-time batting champion. Now listen to this. This is the thing I wanted to focus on. With identical totals of 1,815 hits at home, 1,815 hits on the road. You can't plan that. That's balance. And so he was the same person at home as on the road. It makes me think of a passage of scripture from the book of James. Let me read this to you. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. This is James 1:22. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. And so when I think of this man, Stan the man Musial, I think of a person that was the same person at home as he was away. And that's the calling in our lives, that we would be doers of the word and not just hearers only. He lived out metaphorically by his batting what we all should be, which is the same person at home as we are away. I've heard over the years of men that behind the scenes they have anger issues, but out in the community everybody loves them, but you never knew what was going on behind the curtain at home. God has called us to be men of integrity, and so we need to balance that out. Live the balanced Christian life. And I cannot do that in my own strength. I need the power of Christ. He has to help me with that. So let me ask you today, are you the same person at home as you are away? What would your wife say about you? What would your brother say about you? Your sister, your parents, your closest friend? Not when they feel good about you or when you're going through a hard time. When truly it's push come to shove, what they know about you. Are you a person of character? And you need Christ to be that. That's why he came to save us, so that we could be real people. That's my prayer for myself. That's what a real man is. Let's make that our prayer.